Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so how about a little Detroit defense? That's right, Mason. I'm going to ask you guys a question. It's really, really simple. We all watched portions of the Pistons last night. Now, I admittedly, I left about 8 minutes in. It was clear the Knicks were not there to play. Pistons were going to win the game. I came back with about 4 minutes to go. Wanted to catch the ending. Wanted to see how melodramatic and over the top Fox Sports Detroit would be. And it didn't fail to deliver. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Now, the point is, the terminology that's being used by certain people are, this is an accomplishment to make the playoffs. It is an accomplishment. Is that true? Is that true? Now, I think what happens is we tend to avoid context because that muddies our arguments. As people, we like things simple. We do. Good and bad, you know, black and white terminology, not race. I mean, black and white as in easy to decide and easy to decipher issues. When you add context, it really muddies the water and it makes you think and it makes you back up your point. So my question to you about, is the Pistons making the playoffs an accomplishment? I'm asking you because I think it depends on the context you're willing to add to it or what you're willing to ignore. Let me give you an example. If the context you add to it is, Mike, I'm desperate. It's been almost 900 days since the Detroit team played a playoff game, and I'll take anything. Okay, that's what you're adding to it. That's your reasoning. In your mind, you'd say it's an accomplishment. Now, if you're like me, the context I add is the Eastern Conference has five good teams and then it falls off a cliff. You went 41-41 when Blake Griffin had the best season of his career and you needed to win to get in on the last night of the season. It's not an accomplishment. You're just the least smelly of the bags filled with puke. Like if Brooklyn is a hefty, hefty cinch sack filled with vomit, and you're a hefty, hefty cinch sack filled with vomit, and Orlando is a hefty, hefty cinch sack filled with vomit, you're in that classification where you just stink less than Charlotte. That's not an accomplishment. I won't sell it as one. And my loyalty is not to any team in this city. It never has been. I have no loyalty to these teams. I don't care. They're businesses. I'm a business. This station's a business. My loyalty is to objectivity and just telling you what I see. I do not view them making the playoffs as an accomplishment. I do not take that party line like so many have. Now, I've openly said it to you. I think many people who view it as an accomplishment are also not objective viewers or objective reporters on the situation. They're compromised. They have an agenda. Or they're just outright paid by the team. So let's be careful when we're throwing stones here and saying, well, Mike is super negative. Well, no, I'm not compromised. I'm telling you what I believe. The team doesn't sign my check. The team doesn't do me any favors. I'm just telling you what I see. Is the Pistons making the playoffs an accomplishment? It's a yes or no question, and then I'm handing you the box of crayons. You got to add the color. You got to add the context that matters to you as a fan. And if a certain set of factors matter to you, you'll say yes, it's an accomplishment. If a certain other set of factors matter to you, you will say no, it is not an accomplishment. An accomplishment to me would have been the Pistons battling the Pacers and the Celtics to host a series. That would have been an accomplishment. You're 9.5, 10 games off of those teams. Nowhere close. Nowhere. When you're battling the Nets, who haven't had a first-round pick, seemingly, since Caris LeVert, and you're battling the Magic, who are super fringy and super bad, and the Hornets, but you're capped out and you have two max players, that's not an accomplishment. In fact, I think it's a telltale sign you need to rebuild this thing. Now, whether you want to retool it around Blake, fine. Or you want to rebuild it in sum total, my choice, that's fine too. But I can't in good conscience use my radio show to go on the air and lie to my listeners and say, this is an accomplishment, they deserve congratulations, and this is a real sign of progress. Guys, no disrespect, going 41-41 is not progress. When six teams in the East are forcibly tanking, and the seventh team had their franchise player die and their GM fired in the Wizards, you got enough built-in victories that I'm sorry. You did the bare minimum. That's not accomplishment. You wouldn't tell your child it's an accomplishment to do the bare minimum, right? You wouldn't congratulate your spouse on doing the bare minimum and champion it and say, man, that was an unbelievable job of doing the bare minimum. I can't do it. Had they been battling for home court, that's an accomplishment. Had they won 50 games, hey, you know what? That's a real step forward. Okay. But they didn't do either of those things, and they were never close. So that's the context I add. This is not about tanking. Don't use that word. We're not even talking about that. That's off the table. We're talking about whether it should be celebrated or not, whether it moves the needle for you or not. And ultimately, I'm taking the narrative, which is it should be celebrated, it's an accomplishment, it's progress. That's the narrative. And I'm trying to figure out whether you, the paying customer, agree with that or not. And your reasons why. There's no hill to die on. The only way I'm going to get upset is if you're like a ding-dong who called the show yesterday and said you're going to beat the Bucks. I'm not having that conversation. I'm just not. You can file that away with UFOs, space aliens, and the search for Chewbacca or Sasquatch, whatever it is. 248-539-9797. So your opinion, you do it whatever way you want, but you're going to have to add context because it's the only way I'm going to understand what planet you're on. Sully, thoughts? David is busy screening calls. Where are you?
Yes, he is. So my thing is, and this was my mindset before the season, this is my mindset now as well. It has not changed one bit throughout the season. I would view the Pistons winning a playoff series as an accomplishment. They got to the playoffs a few years ago. They got swept by the Cavs. Mm-hmm. If they win a playoff series, I think I would look at that and say, you know what, with this team, yeah, that's an accomplishment that they won a playoff series.
Can I offer you something even more, Mike? Let me just, because fair's the F word I like. If they even took a series to a game seven, tell you what.
Yeah.
I would view that as an accomplishment.
So if they took Milwaukee to a seven-game series. But the thing is, I would want, like, winning a playoff series, that's a step, okay? Making the playoffs when the majority of the NBA makes the playoffs, literally the majority
and
of the
you're
NBA
in
makes
the
it.
East, where six of the teams aren't trying.
Right.
Jeez.
But I wouldn't even say hosting a playoff series would be an accomplishment. You got to win. You got to go out and win a series.
But if you host a series, Mike, it means that you won 50 games or 49 games. It means that you at least, you had a level of success where you're objectively good. And remember, like the Western Conference, you had to be 14 games over 500 to be the 8 seed. The East, as average gets, 41-41. Sorry.
Yeah, be one of the eight remaining teams playing in the entire NBA next round, and I would view that as an accomplishment.
Yeah, I and you understand why I offered you the Game 7 thing. I just want to be fair.
But that being said, I think that there's no doubt Mr. Gores and the Pistons are viewing this as an accomplishment.
Mike, he hopped on his private plane to go there last night.
He's also trying to backtrack, though. He said after the game, he goes, yeah, you know, we're in the playoffs, but we got more work to do. So he's trying not to, like, celebrate it, but I think they are.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I want to hear where the people are at. I like the response. I think it's a good conversation. I think everybody can get involved on it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.